Hi everyone, Ben of the future coming to you, and I just need to apologize for this episode. The quality is like super low. It's an episode, well, a bonus episode about Jeffrey Epstein and what's going on in the news right now. I literally just got home from work. I opened up my laptop and I pressed record, and like I just wanted to get this episode out as fast as possible. It's a bonus episode. It's out of the regular format. Like, it's just me, like, crackhead hours, just talking to y'all. So, hope you enjoy it. If you don't, there's an MK Ultra episode coming Tuesday, and I'm super excited about that. It's a little bit longer one. It's super researched. Like, I'm actually really proud of the MK Ultra episode. But here's a trash episode for y'all, and I hope y'all enjoy. Hi y'all, welcome to the bonus episode of What They Want You to Think, a conspiracy theory podcast with your host, Ben James. And y'all, today's episode is going to be super dark and super fucked up because I'm going to be talking about Jeffrey Epstein. So right off the bat, I'm going to issue a trigger warning for violence, S blank X assault, and R blank PE. So here's y'all's trigger warning. If y'all don't want to listen to this because that's a triggering subject for y'all, I totally understand. Like, it's just a bonus episode. Like, y'all can come back Tuesday for my MK Ultra episode, but this is what we got today. Okay, so I wanted to get this episode out as fast as possible. So, I thought I would do a bonus episode. There will be no editing, so don't come in here thinking this is going to be some high-quality production, because it's not. Y'all, I don't even know where to start. This whole thing is so fucked up. This Jeffrey Epstein man was an absolute monster. He beat a case. He didn't really beat a case. He served like 13 months in jail, like some years ago, because he was like raping and sexually assaulting like 14-year-old girls. He had like a sex trafficking ring, and like I think it was a week or two ago, he got arrested. And last week, he was found hanging in his jail cell. And it was an apparent suicide, but this man was high profile. He had dirt on the Clintons. He, like, flew on Bill Clinton's private jet, like, 23 times. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I haven't even been on a plane 23 times, let alone on a plane with somebody I knew 23 times. This man was, like, super good friends with Donald Trump. Actually, let me pull up the quote that Donald Trump said about him. In 1993, somebody asked Trump about Jeffrey Epstein, and Trump said, quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side," end quote. What the fuck? Like, we all know Trump is a trash monster. And typically, if you're friends with a trash monster, you know, you're a trash monster too. So, I have got nothing at all nice to say about fuckface, dickbag, Jeffrey Epstein. Like, the man is dead. Good riddance. But, like, that's some bullshit. Because Jeffrey Epstein needed to stay alive. He needed to rot in prison. His accusers needed their day in court. And they're not going to get that now because this fuckface, he either killed himself or someone had him killed. But either way, the man is dead and his accusers are never going to get their day in court. So fuck Jeffrey Epstein and fuck anyone else attached to him. Y'all, I had to stop recording for a second to compose myself. But, like, this man was fucking trash. And, like he's dead. Like he's getting the easy way out. So fuck him, fuck Trump, fuck Bill Clinton, and fuck anybody else that was attached to this terrible, awful man. Okay, so reading from his Wikipedia page right now, it says Jeffrey Edward Epstein was an American financier and convicted sex offender. He began his career in finance at the investment bank Bear Stearns before forming his own firm, J. Epstein & Company. He was a millionaire who was well-connected with several financial, political, and cultural entities. He was born on January 20th, 1953 in New York, and he died in New York on August 10th, 2019, 5 days ago. Okay, so on April 2005, the police of Palm Beach, Florida, began investigating his house after a parent complained that he molested their 14-year-old daughter. And so the police investigated, and Epstein pled guilty to soliciting a prostitute, which, where is 2019? Don't use the word prostitute. But basically, he pled guilty to soliciting a sex worker, which, if you're 14 years old, you're not a sex worker. You're a victim to a pedophile. And he pled guilty to procuring an underage girl for sex work. And he was convicted on June 30th, 2008. But he only served 13 months in jail. And do you know what he was doing in jail? He was working 6 days a week. Right. Like, he was in jail at night, and during the day, he would go to work at his firm, where he was committing all these heinous, terrible, terrible acts. But that just goes to show you that if you're a powerful, rich man with connections and money, and you're white, in America, you don't have to pay for your crimes. You can do whatever the fuck you want, and you never have to face the consequences. So, justice got fucked in that situation. And do you know who the judge was that gave him that plea deal with the work plea with the 13 months served? It was Alexander Acosta. Now, if you don't know who Alexander Acosta is, he's this powerful judge and he's very well connected and he has a lot of power in America. But not only that, he is the Secretary of Labor under President Trump currently. And of course, now that all this shit's coming out, he was forced to resign. But for the past 3 years, he was Trump's Secretary of Labor. And Trump is not happy with the decision that he resigned. Trump's even praising Alexander Acosta and saying he's a great man. But he's not. He's a fucking terrible trash person that's connected to all this bullshit. And he's also connected to all the other shit in America. Like, this isn't even a conspiracy. Like, just follow the fucking receipts. And, like, if you do, like, an ounce of research, you can see that all this shit is connected. But I'm getting off track again. Like, we have to get back to this Jeffrey Epstein situation. So, he served his fucking joke of a sentence for 13 months. And then he got out. Oh, and I forgot to say this, but in that first sentencing, the court had identified over 36 girls, and most of them were not over the age of 14. So, how do you molest 36 girls, and you only serve a 13-month sentence, where you work almost the entire time? Like, I don't understand it. But of course, after 13 months, he was released, and he got to go back to his money and his wealth and his fame, just like it had never happened. So he was living his best life and, like, doing whatever the fuck he wanted to do, just what every single rich white man has done since the beginning of time. So, on July 6, 2019, he was arrested again on federal charges of sex trafficking of minors in Florida and New York. And then he died on August 10th. Okay, so his death is kind of what's creating all these conspiracy theories right now. Because this man was very, very powerful, and he was very connected. Like, we already know he was very good friends with Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. And we also know that Jeffrey Epstein was running a sex trafficking ring. And right now, we don't know who was participating in that ring. We don't know who the members were. And we don't know if this man had committed any other crimes. But I guess we'll never find out from him because the man is dead. It's just so fucking shady, this whole situation. Like, I don't even know where to start. You want to start with the suicide? Let's start with the suicide. Okay, so on August 10th of this year, 5 days ago, the man was found hanging in his prison cell. Even though he had been taken off of suicide watch, like, the day before, and no one was checking on the man. Like, if you're taken off of suicide watch, you still have 24-hour, like, contact with a guard. Because if you commit suicide, or if you die in the custody of someone else, that's on them. So, like, they obviously did not want to have a death on their hands, but Jeffrey Epstein showed up dead. And if y'all have the internet right now, look up Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate. This man was an ex-police officer who was, like, tied up in a cocaine trafficking thing, but the man looks like the Incredible Hulk. Like, ugh. Like, this whole fucking situation is shady. Like, they found Jeffrey Epstein hanging in his cell. And then the autopsy came out this morning, and they found that in Jeffrey Epstein's neck, like, the bone around his Adam's apple was broken. And that almost never happens from hangings. That happens from strangulation. And y'all, I apologize for this audio quality. Like, it's going all over the place. Honestly, I'm just trying to record this episode as quick as possible and get it out as quick as possible. And I'm probably gonna have to do an update because so much keeps coming out, like, down to the minute. So I'm gonna release this episode tonight, and then we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll do an update tomorrow. Maybe I'll do an update Saturday. I don't know. But, like, stay tuned to the Twitter because this shit is going down. Okay, so the main theory now is that someone hired a killer to kill Jeffrey Epstein and pose it as a suicide, because Jeffrey Epstein had a whole lot of shit on so many powerful people in America. And if you don't think that powerful people hire killers, then you're ignorant, because it happens every single day. And there's a lot of grounds to believe this theory, because on July 23rd, 3 weeks prior to his death, he was found unconscious in his jail cell, guess what, with injuries to his neck. And like 3 days ago, President Trump was on Twitter retweeting this conspiracy theory that Bill Clinton was behind it all. Now, I don't know about y'all, but Donald Trump is never where I get my facts from, and I haven't believed anything that man has said since 1993. And I was born in 1998, so you know he's a problem. But, like, honestly, I wouldn't put it past Bill Clinton to have Jeffrey Epstein killed. We know, allegedly, that Bill Clinton has had people killed before. But, I mean, I really wouldn't put it past Trump to hire a killer either, because both of those men are extremely evil. And it's also scary to think that both Bill Clinton and Donald Trump were both elected by the Illuminati to run the United States of America, which is arguably the most powerful country in the world. Okay, y'all, so what we learned today is that Jeffrey Epstein is fucking trash. He was a terrible, terrible man. Good riddance, but obviously somebody had him killed. Bill Clinton is trash too. We know his history with underage girls, but nobody wants to talk about that one. And Trump himself has allegedly raped underage girls. And, like, you know that's a loose allegedly, because we know. But stay tuned, y'all, because I'm going to be updating this story, whether it's on Twitter or on an update episode. Like, this story is not finished here. But thank y'all so much for listening, and I will see y'all back again Tuesday with an MK Ultra episode. Final plugs, you can follow me personally on Twitter at BenJames11. That's Ben with two N's. You can follow the show at WTWYTT, or you can follow my skate brand at Skate and Bake Co. We have a bunch of new hoodies and shirts and mugs coming out, and I'm hoping to release some show merch pretty soon. So that'd be really cool if y'all could check that out and give that a follow. Okay, I'll see y'all Tuesday. Bye-bye.